I didn't. Oh my gosh, I didn't even see you.
Sure you did. You came in, you got all awkward, and you ran into the bedroom. You were shouting, "Joey, Joey!"
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
I'll call you later.
Okay, see ya.
Ross.
What?
Well, you know, he lost his keys, so he was looking for them.
In your mouth?
No. Downstairs, and we got to talking, you know, for like 2 hours, and I really liked him, so I invited him up here for a cup of coffee.
You were at the coffee house.
Ross, what's the big deal? So I kissed the guy.
He is my girlfriend's father, okay? It's weird.
What? You dated my sister?
But that was different.
What? Why?
This is weird for me.
Ross, look, this is good for you, okay? Let's face it. So far, the guy's not loving you. But I can turn that around. I got the inside track. We can all go out to dinner, you know, and I can talk you up. Plus, the guy is a very, very successful lawyer.
How is that important?
Oh, it's important.
So apparently there's like a million guys out there that can play Mac, and there's only this one robot and this one guy who controls it. I didn't know you'd get me fired. What am I gonna do?
Well, you know, Joey, you're a pretty charming guy.
Thanks, but I kind of have a problem to deal with it.
No, sweetie, you've got to win over the guy who controls Cheese. You got to go back there and kiss some serious robot ass.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah, okay, but if I got to turn on the charm tomorrow, I'm not wasting any more of it over here with you guys. Well, actually, I got a little bit saved for you, Phoebes.
So do you think Joey's more charming than me?
Yeah. That's why I'm sleeping with him on the side.
Yeah, you wish.
Wish. Phoebe, stop writing about us.
I'm not writing about you. I'm writing about other people.
Who?
Marcia and Chester.
Okay, fine. Fine. Then you know what? I will just write about Phyllis. Phyllis is sitting in the chair.
Oh.
I see what you're doing. Phyllis sees what I'm doing.
Ooh. Ooh, I have tasted my own medicine and it is bitter.
Morning. Hey. How's my favorite genius and his little robot buddy? Huh?
Don't touch him.
Okay. All right, Wayne, look, level with me. Okay, I keep hearing all these rumors that I might get fired. Okay, they even have actors coming in to read for my part. Come on, man, you gotta give me a second chance. I mean, I love this little guy. Okay, that's why you didn't want me to touch him, right? There you go.
I can't believe it.
God. Hey, how you doing?
So it seemed that my prom date had stood me up, so Ross selflessly offered to take me.
What a nice story. Oh.
So Ross was in college and decided to jump at the chance to take a young girl to her high school prom.
Wow. I definitely did not see that one backfiring. I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Yeah, take your time. You know, just so you know, I was a freshman and she was a senior, so it wasn't as bad as...
Ross,
as...
Look, I know I've been giving you a lot of jabs, and it's partly because I'm very protective of Lizzie, and partly because, well, they just keep coming to me. But I have to admit that after all the wonderful things Lizzie has told me and the many, many, many stories that Rachel has told me that... Well... You're not all bad.
Not all bad.
And you know, I'm sorry I was so harsh before, but you have to understand, I still look at Lizzie like she's a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah, you know what? I know what you mean. I do that too.
I beg your pardon.
No, I'm not. I don't mean idolizing her as a 12-year-old girl. I mean, I have a son who's 6, and I still think of him as a baby.
You have a son?
Yeah, well, my ex-wife and I share custody of Ben, and just so you know, Carol and I are on excellent terms, as I'm sure you are with your wife. Oh, I'm sorry. It's unbelievable.
Don't worry about it. I just didn't realize you were married.
Oh, we were, but that was just a... I mean, that was just a big, drunken mistake.
You're back.
You two were married?
Oh, whoops, I'm sorry, you were talking about Emily. Okay.
Chandler, we said we would meet at the coffee house at 6.
We said 7.
We said 6.
The only way that I said 6 would be if I said the sentence, let's meet at 7, not at 6.
Yeah, and if I had said 7, maybe I would have said something like this. Wow, my boyfriend is such a wise ass. 7. Hi.
Oh, my good God.
I know what time you said.
What?
Well, actually, I know what time Chester and Marcia said.
What time?
Quite an interesting turn of events. Suddenly it's my book to the rescue, huh? Oh, very interesting. Yeah, well, this certainly clears things up.
What does it say?
I will tell you as soon as you thank me for writing my book.
Thank you for writing your book. It's a great book, and you are the queen of everything.
Thanks. So are you.
I told you I should not wear this color.
Monica, Marcia, and Chester are planning on seeing a movie Sunday night. Marcia thinks they're supposed to meet at 6. Chester thinks it's at 7.
So you knew we were going to miss the movie?
That's right. Instead of telling us, you decided to write it in your stupid book?
Marcia and Chester are mad at Phyllis.
I can't believe I'm going to lose this job.
Oh, I'm so sorry, man. Is there anything I can do?
Yeah. Help me get this mini fridge past the security guard.
Hey, Joey, I want to talk to you.
Yeah, well, I don't want to talk to you, Wayne. I hate you. You ruined my life. Oh, Chandler, Wayne.
Hi.
Chandler.
How are you?
Joey, I'll get you your job back if you help me out.
Why should I help you out?
The reason he just said.
What do you mean?
I saw you on stage talking to that beautiful woman, you know, Sarah. Mm. I wish I could talk to her.
What, are you in love with her or something?
Yeah, her, all of them, anyone.
Yeah, been there, my friend.
Listen, I guarantee you keep your job if you can teach me how to talk to women like you do.
Oh, well, Wayne. It's not really something you can teach, you know. It's pretty much something you're born with. If you could teach it, I'd show you right how.
Really?
Sure, yeah. I taught him.
Yeah, you should see the woman I'm with. Way out of my league.
In fact, if you want, I can get you her.
I mean, if you think about it, I mean, Ross did learn something from each marriage.
How to make the next one even shorter.
Now, wait a minute, that's not fair. I mean, he was married to me a hell of a longer than he was married to Emily. He just didn't tell me. Maybe I have to pee again.
Well, this is fun. So, Ross, did you kill any of these wives?
I have had enough of this. You know, I care a great deal about your daughter, and I have treated her with nothing but respect. So if you've got a problem with me, frankly,
Are you yelling at me?
God, no.
You know what, Daddy? If you don't like Ross, that's fine. It doesn't matter to me. I'm going to go out with him anyway.
Really?
Well, if it doesn't matter to her, it doesn't matter to me. Still not yelling.
Say, This doesn't make me like you any better.
That's okay. I'm not so crazy about myself right now either.
And we agree?
Yeah, I guess so.
Neither of us like Ross.
I like Ross.
Oh, kids.
Wait, I just thought of another story about how nice Ross is.
Oh, that's okay, Rach. We're not liking Ross right now.
Oh, I got a lot of those, too.
Well, turns out you were right, Cheese.
The shipment never made it through Omaha?
You got it. And the rabbi's beard? 100% horsehair. Nice catch, Cheese. It's your line, Cheese.